We'd like to greet everybody this morning. I'm so thankful that he's interpreting for me today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father,
Baba wethu osezulwini,
we thank you for this day.
Siyabonga ngalolu suku.
Thank you for your grace.
Siyabonga ngomusa wakho.
Thank you that you still care for us.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi usasinakekela.
Maybe even at times when we don't experience it that way, as we humans would think, but through everything, you have cared and looked after us.
Naglezo ikhathi inkosi lasicabanga khona ukuthi mhlamba kwenzekanga kahle ngokucabanga kwethu singabantu kodwa inkosi usuku nosuku usuku khona usinakekela.
And so we pray also for our parents, for our fathers, for our leaders and our mothers.
Siyakhuleka inkosi futhi sikhulekela abazali bethu, oma bethu noba bethu.
And we pray, Lord, that you would keep them and bless them abundantly, that those years that you've given them may be of great wealth in your kingdom.
Siyathandaza Nkosi ukuthi leyo mnyaka obaphe yona iminyaka enengcebo kwangathi Nkosi Jesu ungaqhubeka ubaphe.
And we pray that where your name is preached today, Lord, that you won't only visit them, but that you would do your mighty works amongst them.
Inkosi siyathandaza siyacela ukuthi kuzo zonke indawo lapho kushunyayelwa khona izwi lakho kwangathi ungaba khona Nkosi ubabusisele leso sikhathi.
Lord, and we don't take it lightly that as your children we are together. But we will only be together when you are with us.
Nkosi Jesu siyacela futhi ukuthi ube kanye nathi njengoba sihlangene ngoba Nkosi uma ngabe ukanye nathi siyobusiseka.
Bless this word this morning.
Busisa lelizwi ekseni.
Lord, that I might learn and do it. But that everyone who listens might gain life and grow in your grace. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I'd like just to say how thankful we are for what God is doing. And if you don't believe it, then come and see it. You've got no excuse for not coming to see what God is doing. Marius, will you talk? Is he all right? You're right?
Yeah,
okay, go for it. Okay. But if you, then you can help him. Because often I speak fast, and people write about that. I speak fast, but... Empeleni, mangikhuluma iqiniso, ufaka umlilo. Uyabona makuthi akhuluma malume engiyokhuluma into, ay, ngabona mfana ngixolisa mhlamba emva kwaloko. Ngicane ngithule nje. Ngoba ngifuna ukuthela wena ihlazo. Wena unomlomo omkhulu kangaka. ni nomama npiwe ukhuluma hay npiwe ngapha ay angitshumayela ngiqala a wrong way namhlanje kodwa hey npiwe ukhuluma la uyenkhuluma izinto nawe thi awukuthi uthola apha amandla lawo uzwenzani kanjani melene noNkulunkulu umelene noNkulunkulu awukuzame ukusibona ubani unamandla wena noma uNkulunkulu sengishilo ke I just had to say that, and I wanted to say it in Zulu. God is doing great things. And as I said, you know, just these days, one of our uncles had an operation. Uncle Ernie, we thank God that he carried him, he helped him through, and we pray that these lures that lie ahead, we are of great blessing for him and those around him.
Kade ngisashoko ukuthi sinokubonga ongakanani ngalo uNkulunkulu akwenzayo okuyizima ngaliso zakhe. Kulezi insuku omunye wobaba bethu abadala sibaziyo, ubaba Engelbrecht, kade enze i-operation. uNkulunkulu siyamcela ukuthi kwangathi angamsiza kule minyaka le esamsalele ukuthi amuphe amandla okuqhubekela phambili.
Nala ekhaya bazalwana anazi yabona ngathi ngasebenza 40 years kodwa ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu angithumela ubabdube.
And here brethren, here at home, I've been here for almost 40 years and I'm very thankful that the Lord has sent Baba Dube to be
yabona ukusebenza isayitle lodwa kodwa any site elibalelekile ukushumayela ivangeli.
Practical work is one consideration, but the most important is preaching the gospel.
Ukuthi isebenzi zakho ngiyabonga kuma khona abalelelayo abakwazi ukuthi bathole ivangeli uze ukuthi yangena futhi uze kuseni mawuthi uyafika khona ukucula kwabo achazeki bazalo. And that's why ngithi mawungayezwa wazi ubuke.
And to see how in the morning when you come to work, you find the people are singing and you find the people are ready and with warm hearts, that is one thing that moves a person. That's why I say if you don't experience it, rather come yourself and find it and experience it yourself.
uNkulunkulu wasifundise eqaleni mina nendlu yami ngiyakuzwa lokho. Hayi indlo yakho. Hayi indlo kaSibanibani. Indlo yami somkhonzi uNkulunkulu. Chaza mina nabantu enginginabo simndeni wodwa.
The Lord has taught us right from the beginning that me and my house. And if you listen to that carefully, it doesn't say me and your house, but it's me and my house. And that's what we've learned to work together and to be one.
And then uzo ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyabasiza kanjani abantu kakhulu kulezi insuku bahlusha utokoloshe bengazi bazana yabona thina asikhule ngaleyo ndlela kodwa mawuzwa ngendlela ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyabathinta ngiyabazi nani bakhona abaningi abengazi into enjalo kodwa uzwe ukuthi umuntu uthi uNkulunkulu ungisizile akungihluphi.
There are people who are troubled by evil spirits like tokoloshes. But to hear a person testify and saying, the Lord has set me free from this spirit, it's something that is unexplainable. Nobody can explain such an experience.
When I umphathi, my ingane zakho zifika zikhuluma leyon, yakwazi ukuthi enhlizweni ngithi ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu namhlanje. Ngampela ngam hayi ukuthi ngiyayize. Mawu kungakho wazi ubona, babdube nangu khona. Ningangicela nihambe nizwe ukuthi inkonzo imfushane futhi kodwa uNkulunkulu uyasebenza.
And to hear the people testify like that is amazing. And yeah, Baba Dube is sitting here. You can go and ask him and he's going to go and show you how the Lord is working.
Kulezi insuku khona wamshayela ucingo wase England. Wathi baba ungithandazele. Ngila ema England kodwa ngihlushwa utokoloshe. Awungithandazele wathandaza uNkulunkulu wamsindisa kube namhlanje usizakele umuntu.
Just these days somebody phoned me right from England. Somebody phoned Babdube from England and said, Bab Dube, please pray with me. I'm troubled by Togoloshes, these evil spirits. Please pray for me that I'll be set free from these. And Baba Dube prayed, and the person was set free from those spirits.
A group has gone to Mozambique. It's Bab Ngubane, Dr. Albi, and a group to go and preach there for a week. And many different mission stations today are also being visited. And we thank the Lord that He's once again opened the door after such a long time. And there's something else on my heart, and it's close to me because that's where I work.
You know,
many years ago already, people wanted to close Bondlay.
You know,
and it is so when children come to a parent and say, why don't you rather stop that? Think of it. Think of it. Where's the respect?
Kufika bantu umuntu athi yini ningayivali lemboni. Awucabange nje uma kufika umuntu ezokhuluma kanjalo athi yindaba ningayivali lokho.
And that's this morning I'd like to look at the disciples, and I'll come back to that. But you know what? In the last few months, God has done something great there, and use people which you maybe least expected He would use.
Kulezi nyanga edlule ezimbalo ezedlule uNkulunkulu besebenza kakhulu futhi esebenzisa abantu mhlawumbe ongacabanga ukuthi ongeke ucabange ukuthi angabasebenzisa.
And you know, in our MCN group, which is more the farming group, in the month of July, Bonlay showed the greatest profit. Can you imagine something like that? You who have been a bit involved, for me it's an utter miracle that God can raise up something which maybe many people thought was dead.
Enyangeni kaJulayi kuwo lo nyaka iBonlay kube yona mboni la kulezi imboni esinazo zasemseni kube yona mboni ekhiqize noma eyenza inzuzo eningi kakhulu kunathi sonke yinto leyo engachazeki
mangabuyicaba. It causes me to fly.
Loko kudala ukuthi ke mina ngifuna ukundisa.
You know, if God puts you somewhere and He puts you there and say, you look after this place, He wants to know what you're doing, where you're going, what's happening.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu mangabe kubeke endaweni ethize athi wena hlala kule ndawo, wena sebenza kule ndawo, ufuna ukwazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi yini oyenzayo, uqhubeka kanjani ukuleyo ndawo.
And friends, young people, God has called you. Maybe you say, I'm called to help here. And how serious are you taking His work? How serious, wherever God has put you, how serious are you taking it? The Bible says, if you're faithful in the little I've given you, I'll give you more. And that's where God builds His foundations on.
Bazalwane, kakhulukazi nina labantu abasha, kaningi, niye nithi nibiziwe. Kodwa uthembeke kangakanani kuloko othubizwe kukona. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uzasha athi, othembeka kokuncane ngiyakumnikeza okukhulu ngoba uthembekile kuloko okuncanyana. Uthembeka kangakanani kulo msebenzi uNkulunkulu othi ukubizele wona na?
Make sure your calling is from above, because a person must see it in his life that your calling and that you are true to your calling. It must be evident. Everybody must see the way you are, the way you do. And it's evident. The Lord is there.
Qinisekisaka ukuthi kulolo bizo lwakho, kulowo msebenzi othi uNkulunkulu ukubizele wona, ukuthi uyathembeka futhi uyakwenzisisa ngoba uNkulunkulu ulindele inzuzo kuloko, kanti futhi nabantu kudinga baphawule ukuthi impela lo muntu ubizele kulo msebenzi.
And then lastly, I could mention one thing after the other, but one thing I'd like to add.
Bese ke yokugcina kuningi engingakukhuluma kodwa akengenezezele lokho okugcina.
If you would go to Maqoqo today and you see what God is doing and how he's working, maybe you would stop talking the way you talk.
Uma ungasukuma usuku uhambe uye emaqhoko uyobona lokho uNkulunkulu akwenzayo kule yandawo mhlambe lo mlomo wakho ungawuvala.
And I marvel. I always marvel. At the moment there are two people, don't go too far in your thoughts, but there are two people that aren't farmers. But if you look at what's happening, then I say to myself, nothing is impossible for God. He uses and does things which are contrary to our thoughts and imaginations.
Kuyamangaza ukuthi kule ndawo khona abantu nje ababili kanti futhi abawona ababona abalimi. Kodwa uma ngabe ungabuka umsebenzi abawenzayo akuchazeki indlela abathembeke ngayo kulowo msebenzi abawenzayo yize bengawona kungona umsebenzi.
And Reverend Stegan always said it's a paradise. And people, paradise isn't made in one day, in 1 year, or 2 years. It takes time. Reverend Stegan knows. You can't just do it overnight. It takes time. It takes patience. But by God's grace, he's right.
Kaningi bamfundisi uyayichaza leya ndawo njengeparadise. Bazalwana iparadise lakhiwa njengamahora amambalwa noma ngezinsuku ezimbalwa noma iminyakana nje imbalwa. Kuthatha isikhathi ukuthi umuntu akhe lelo paradise.
When I mean paradise, when you look at how things are growing, how it's bearing, you know, you can say, yeah, but listen, you know what? What's so much has gone in? My friend, what's a generation? What's a generation? Nothing compared to eternity. Nothing. Even if it takes a generation to build it up, God, by his grace, will build it up.
Mhlawumbe ungasho wena uthi hayi vele ninazi izinto kuningi izinto eninazo eniyisebenzisayo kodwa mzalwane woqaphela lokho okushoyo ngoba ngisho isizukulwane kungathatha iminyaka mhlawumbe isizukulwane kodwa uma uNkulunkulu ebusisa lowo msebenzi.
You think there's something lost. You are mistaken. To lose, you've got to gain, the Bible says. It must, the seed must fall and die to bear fruit. There are things that maybe you humanly we think are going lost. They're not going lost. God's in control of it. I like to say that.
Mhlawumbe wena uyacabanga uma ucabanga uyicabangela wedwa uthi hayi sekukhona ongasahambi kahle khona sekulahlekile kula vele kunjalo iBhayibheli liyachaza futhi nalokuthi ukuze uzuze okuthize kudinga ukulahlekelwa okuthize.
It beats me when we younger people know more than the older people. It beats me downright. You've got much more experience than an older person. Where are you today? I'm asking you, where are you? But the older person is still there. I may call it in that way. Sorry to have mentioned it that way. But we young people, there's one thing that destroys God's work, and that is we think we know. And when these little horns start growing out of here, I don't know ladies, but ladies can also get horns. A little grow. They think they know. They think they, little ladies or whatever it is. But you don't know. You don't know. That's why we've got people, leaders, fathers, mothers, to whom we can look up and learn. But you don't want to learn because you don't ask. Sometimes long time. Kodwa bazalwane siyabadinga abantu abadala. Siyabadinga abadala. Futhi was lokho. Mawungabuzi ucela usizo kwabadala. Uzobona na uzongena ehlathini. That's why uNkulunkulu usinika abadala. Abahamba phambi kwethu abaphilayo kodwa. Asifundeke izwi esiyithola ku Mark chapter 6, sahluke sesithupha. We read out of Mark chapter 6. So I read a few verses. Mark chapter 6. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. We'll read verse 33. Now many people saw them going and recognized them. They ran there on foot from all the surrounding towns, and they got there ahead of those in the boat. And that was Jesus in the boat. Verse 33.
NgokukaMark isahluko sesithupha ivesi lika 33. Abaningi sebebabona bemuka baqonda baze bagijimela khona ngezinyawo bephuma kuyo yonke imizi babandulela.
Verse 44. And those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
Kuverse 44. Ababedlile izinkwa babengamadoda ayizinkulungwane ezisihlanu.
And at once, verse 45, and at once he insisted that the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida while he was sending the throng away.
Kuverse 45. Wayesecindezela masinyana abafundi bakhe ukuba bangene emkhunjini bamandulela ukuya phesheya eBethsaida.
And after he had taken leave of them, verse 46, he went off into the hills to pray.
Yena-ke yena aze amukise isixuku esebavalelisile wahamba waya entabeni ukuyokhuleka.
And when evening had come, the boat was out in the middle of the lake, and he was by himself on the land.
Kwathi sekuhlwile umkhumbi wawuphakathi nolwandle yena eyedwa emhlabathini.
48, and when having seen that they were troubled and tormented in their rowing, for the wind was against them about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking directly on the sea, and he acted as if he meant to pass by them.
Wababona behlupheka egwedleni ngokuba umoya wawuphambene nabo, weza kube ngomlindo wesine wobusuku ehamba phezu kolwandle. Kwangathi uyadlula kubo.
But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, raised a deep throaty shriek of terror.
Sebembonile ehamba phezu kolwandle, bacabanga ukuthi yisithunzi, bakhala.
For they all saw him and were agitated, but immediately he talked with them and said, "Take heart, I am. Stop being alarmed and afraid."
Ngokuba bonke bambona bethuka kepha washeshe wakhuluma nabo wathi kubo yimani isibindi yimina ningesabi.
And he went up into the boat with them and the wind ceased and they were astonished exceedingly beyond measure.
Wayesekhwela emkhunjini kubo umoya wanqamuka bamangala kakhulu impela phakathi kwabo.
For they failed to consider or understand the teaching and the meaning of the miracle of the loaves. In fact, their hearts had grown callous, had become dull, and had lost the power of understanding. Another Bible would say their hearts were hardened.
Ngokuba baqondanga okwezinkwa, lokhu inhliziyo yabo yayilukhuni.
And when they had crossed over, they reached the land of the Gennesaret and came to anchor at the shore.
Sebewelile bafika ezweni lase Gennesareta babopha ogwini.
There's so much in this word this morning.
Kuningi okuqukethwe yilelizwi ekuseni nje.
But some time back, I read and spoke about same chapter 6, but the first few verses.
Kodwa isikhathini esedlule ngake ngafunda isahluko esifanayo isahluko sesithupha kodwa ngafunda amavesi angasekuqaleni.
Where the Lord came to Capernaum to his people to the hometown of Nazareth and there he visited his own.
Lapho uJesu wayehambele umuzi waseCapernaum efika khona kuphakathi kukhona khona izihlobo zakhe.
Sorry, it was his hometown Nazareth. That's where he came to visit his own.
Umuzi wakubo wawuse Nazareth, ngakho wayefikile ezobona noma evakashela abantu bakubo.
And they marveled and were astonished by what he was saying.
Bamangala ngaloko ayekukhulumile.
And said, "Where does he inquire all this knowledge?"
Bathi kodwa lokuqonda lolulwazi olungaka ulithathaphi.
Friends, and we could find ourselves in the same boat. The Lord coming to his own, to his people, to his family, and they were astonished. They marveled because they thought they knew, sorry to say this, young man, we know him so well. He grew up with us.
Kungenzeka nakithi mhlawumbe uJesu uyafika ngoba ayifika la ayifika phakathi kwabantu bakubo kodwa abaqondanga babe mangala lokho ayikhuluma ngobani ngoba babe bona ukuthi bebe yitshela ukuthi bayazi bazi kakhulu kanti ulwazi bebe ngenalo.
That's the human mistake. We think we know him. Who is he? He's our brother. He's our uncle. That's we know him. He's our age. He's intanga yethu. He's our intanga. We've already got beards. And he speaks such good words. Where does he get them from? Or who does he think he is?
Kanjalo nakithi kungenzeka futhi ukuthi mhlawumbe sihlala nomuntu othize phakathi kwethu. Kodwa simthathe njengentanga yethu ngoba naku sesiqala mhlawumbe sesimila intshebe. Sithi hayi siyamazi lo muntu uhlala phakathi kwethu kodwa ukuthatha phi lokhu kuhlakanipha okungaka na.
And the Bible says, and I spoke about it, they were even hurt. You hear that? You people that always get hurt. Always get hurt. Ask yourself why you get hurt. But here they say, the Bible says they were hurt by what he said to them, his family, his own.
iBhayibheli lize lisho ukuthi balimala belinyazwa yiloko ayekukhuluma abantu bakubo uyakuzwa lokho wena ojwayele njalo ukuthi uhlezi ulimala ngezinto ezikhulunywayo nalabo abalimala umuntu wakubo ekhuluma amaqiniso
ubekhuluma amaqiniso amaqiniso bebefica ukuthi lokho balimaza amaqiniso akhe mhlawumbe bekhuluma izinto azi vele laba ngakhula nosibanibani banje bakhali banje manje balimele manje ngoba ukhuluma iqiniso njengawe nje ulimele nje khulunywa iqiniso awukwazi ukuyithoba.
He was telling them the truths. Maybe he knew the things which they were used to do when he grew up amongst them. And maybe that's the same thing that happens with you as well. When people speak the truth, you are hurt.
For them, he was the carpenter's son. What was a carpenter? What was a carpenter? Maybe something they looked down upon. He was just a carpenter. And the son of a carpenter. That's how they looked at him.
Bona nje babemthatha njengomfana nje ozalwa umbazi ukuthi hayi umfana nje lo ozalwa umbazi akukho okunye okuyisimanga ngaye yile yandlela leyo ababemthatha ngayo.
Yeah. And you know what shook me when I read further?
Uyazi ukuthi ikupho okunye okwanginyakazisa lapho ngiqhubeka ngifunda.
The Lord said because of what they are and how they acted and how they took it up, he couldn't do any works among them. Read it. It's you know what? It doesn't go into your brain. Something like that.
Okwangihlaba umxhwele ukuthi ngenxa yesenzo sabo, ngenxa yendlela ababemthatha ngayo, uNkulunkulu noma uJesu akakhonanga ukuthi asebenze phakathi kwabo. Cabanga nje ngaleyo nto.
And how haven't you maybe started to talk? Who is he? What is he doing? What does he think he's doing? Look how he's wasting this and he's wasting money. Whatever he does. And you degrade. No wonder God can't work in your heart. The Bible says so.
Mhlawumbe nawe umatasa uyacabanga noma uyakhomba ukuthi awubheke usibanibani. Buka nje indlela asebenzisa ngayo imali. Uyamosa. Yonke into ayenzayo ayilungile.
You see, he was just a carpenter's son. That was his position. That's how they saw him. No wonder God, the Lord said, I can't. I want to help, but I can't. It's their own attitude. It's their own state of heart.
Buka uNkulunkulu uyafika phakathi kwabo kodwa bamthatha ngalendlela yokuthi hayi umfana nje lona wombazi. uNkulunkulu noma uJesu akazange akhona ukuthi asebenze phakathi kwabo ngenxa yendlela babeziphethe ngayo ngenxa yendlela babemthatha ngayo.
And the Bible says that wasn't enough. They stumbled and the Bible says they fell. Think of it. His own people that should have marveled, should have flocked to hear him. The Bible says they stumble and they fall.
iBhayibheli lize liqhubeke lichaze ukuthi hayi akuphelelanga nje lapho kodwa bakhubeka baze bawa. Cabanga nje lokho umuntu akhubeke aze afinyelele esigabeni sokuthi uwa phansi.
How man's heart, and we're going to still speak about that, how in a short time your heart can get hardened. Think of it. it gets hardened. You think it's not impossible, but we read it this morning.
Cabanga nje ukuthi inhliziyo yomuntu akuthathi isikhathi esingakanani isiqinile njengetshe, isiqinile ngendlela yokuthi akusalungiseki lutho ngesikhashana nje sincane.
And the Bible says, and the Lord marveled because of their unbelief, their lack of faith in him.
Bible lithi uNkulunkulu waze wamangala ngenxa yokuthi bengakwazi ukumlalela ngenxa yokuthi ngendlela ababemthatha ngayo.
And then I looked up unbelief.
Lapho ngibheka incazelo yegama lichaza ukungakholwa.
Unbelief in the biblical terms says and speaks of two things.
Ukungakholwa kungachazwa njengendlela ezimbili.
The first, I couldn't believe what I read. The first is disobedience. Unbelief has got disobedience.
Okokuqala kuchaza ukuthi umuntu abe yihlo ngandle bangalaleli ngoba engakholwa.
And then distrust.
Okwesibili,
you know, when you can't trust anymore, you distrust, and you distrust all that he does, and there's a question mark behind what he does.
Bese okwesibili kuba ungamethembi lowo muntu. Uma ungamethembi lowo muntu awuzukholwa wuye noma yonke into ayenzayo. Kuzohlezi kukhona umbuzo kuko konke akwenzayo.
Yeah. Awusamthembi. Yabona ke uJesu uchaza kahle. Mhlawumbe lama bekuthi akhulume ngolimi lwakhe bese uyizwa kamnandi. Kodwa esikubonayo kuthi hayi. Nithi kabanjena nje khona ungalaleli phakathi disobedience phakathi lapho futhi abangithembi ngoba ngindodana yombazi phela nje ini mina angifundile akafundile thina sifundile thina.
Jesus could easily recognize that these people don't trust me, they're not obedient to me simply because I'm a child of a carpenter's son,
yeah.
I'm not educated as they are. We think we are educated, but that's the attitude that the people came up with to Jesus.
They knew the Lord with a word described them who they were. And friends, are there people that are disobedient in our midst? Disobedient and even unbelief. There's a distrust, the very place you are living. You distrust what's happening. You don't trust it. That's why the Lord, you are dead spiritually. You are dead. When last did the Lord speak to you? When last did he wake up your soul that you woke up with a song? That Lord speak, and the Lord, you know, God is speaking to me.
Poke bazalwana bekho in phakathi kwethu, abantu abangasakholwa, abantu abangasalaleli, abantu abangasathembi lutho. Kuyo le ndawo esihlezi kuyona awusathembi kwasana. Ayikho into osuyithemba, ayikho into osuyibona yenzeka kahle. Ngenxa yani? Ngenxa yokuthi ulahlekelwe ukukholwa kwakho.
Be careful. And that is my challenge this morning. Be careful. Because you become like a family here. Let me put it straight. Like a family. You get used to things. You get used to the preaching. But somehow your heart gets hardened. And you get disobedient to what God tells you to do.
Ngakho qaphela, qaphelisisa ngoba sihlala njengomndeni la, mhlawumbe ezinye izinto sewuze wazijwayela. Sojwayela indlela okushunyayelwa ngayo, sojwayela izinto ezikhulunywayo. Inhliziyo yakho bese ihamba iqine, awusakwazi ukulawuleka. Ngenxa yani? Ngenxa yokungalaleli, awusakholwa.
Prove yourself. Test yourself this morning. Awuyibuze ngampela ngampela. UJesu uyaphila la enhlizweni. Ukhona. Khona amagqubo. Khona uyinzondo. Khona ungathembi. Khona ukusola. Kodwa uthi usemdleleni unamanga. Unamanga hlaza hla. UJesu uma umuzwa la uyakhuluma ngenhliziyo yakho. Nawe uzomuzwa ukuthi ukhona. Uyabonakala futhi uyakhula.
And you have to examine your own self. And check if there are no grudges inside your heart. Is there no criticism that's found inside your heart? No question marks which you walk around with. And if you do
and
it,
and you start distrusting others, you distrust them, and because you distrust them, everybody must. Friends, we are called by a high calling. Then I must help. Then I must help by God's grace that those are saved.
Bazalwane sibizelwe obizweni esulithole kuNkulunkulu kudinga ngilekelele ukuze labo bantu abanjalo basizakale.
These days we had a wonderful time with the workers.
Lezi nsuku sibene isikhathi esisimanga nabasebenzi.
We slaughtered a fattened ox.
Sahlaba inkunzi.
And then we invited others to come and join us.
Bekuyinkunzi ekhuluphalisiwe sase sibema nabanye futhi ukuthi bahlanganyele nathi.
And I must say, and I'm sorry, I won't try and offend anybody, but I must say, my workers make better food than the kitchen. You miss something. Itombolo, akekho okwazi ukupheka njengabantu bami, ngiyanitshela. Ngimtshelile uAntarola lisolo. Ngithi, hey, that's why ngathi, anzani ukudla, ngoba ngiyakuthanda lokhu ukudla kwabo. Yabona ke, sadla ngamnandi.
And we had a great feast. Njengawe
amawudla wedwa lapha ekamelweni. Nawe thotha thina sidla nje phambi kwabantu. Wena ukuthatha bewufihle lembedeni. Hayi kulungile ke lokho. Kodwa kwafika umuntu waphesheya.
Now there was a visitor that came from overseas.
Wathi we malume, yabona esikubonayo namhlanje.
And he said, Mr. Justin, what we see today, is what we saw the first time we came to the
mission.
To be able to be together with the blacks, it just reminded us of the very first days when we came to the mission.
What did God do? Emva kwesikhathi sabona ukuthi hayi hayi thina sibuye sidle eceleni thina yabona uPetro noPaul uPetro wathi asidle eceleni anginjalo asikwazi ukuhlangana sadle eceleni.
But after some time we then thought maybe we must separate.
I thought we were actually taken in that route,
separating ourselves from them.
Uthi sesabona uthina thina hayi thina bamhlopha hawa thina sisazi kancane thina thina sendleleni thina abantu bamhlopha kodwa bayabhedla.
And we said, we are white, so we're going to separate ourselves and we're going to be on the side because we know more. They lost that important fact that the Lord was working amongst the Zulus, and if you take yourselves away from them, you're
going to
lose
out.
And to you Zulus, the Reverend Stephen was sent to be amongst you, and may you grasp and may you take that which he has taught you so that you can be a blessing to the other nations and other tribes.
Yesterday, I visited with my children a certain family. That's on the way to Maphumulo.
La enkangala eduze kwaMaphumulo.
And then we greeted.
Sababingelela.
We talked.
Sakuluma.
And then this lady said something to my children.
Bese kwakhona wesifazane osho okuthize
enganeni zami. My children have ears to hear. They never ever forget it. When they forget this, they might as well do what they want.
Futhi ngiyathemba ukuthi iy'ngane zami ngeke zize zikhohlwe lokho ezikuzwile izolo. Uma ngabe zikhohlwa lokho ziyolahlekelwa kakhulu.
This grandmother said to my children,
logogo ke wayesethi ey'nganeni zami,
bantu bami,
said my children,
lalelani la,
Listen carefully.
Hambani ni vakasha imdeni yabantsundu.
Go and visit.
Hambani ni hamhlala nabo ni bavakashela. Yabona ngakubona tho uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma. Yabona mawu ihlanganisa yonke inkulumo yamanje ngabona ukuthi lizolo sithola istamp ngqo. Nanku uNkulunkulu esikufunayo. Mina ngiyakubuza ke ugcina nini wena ukuvakashela? Wena uhlala ekhaya lakho.
And she said to them, "You must go and visit the black families." And when I heard that and what I'm saying now, I can see the connection, and I say the Lord is putting a stamp on that which they heard yesterday. And when last did you visit a family or anybody else?
The Lord is teaching us. We're all different. But you know, there's something that we whites haven't got, which we must learn. We must learn.
UNkulunkulu uyasifundisa. Yebo, sizizwe ezahlukahlukene. Kodwa thina bamhlophe kudinga sifunde okuningi.
The time is going too fast. And then the Lord left Nazareth. And the Bible says he couldn't do mighty works because of the unbelief.
UJesu ke wayesesuka lapho eNazaretha, iBhayibheli lithi akakazange ukwenza imisebenzi yakhe lapho ngenxa yokungakholwa kwabo.
And over in that same chapter we experience how the disciples went out to preach and how God was working with them.
Kuso lesahluko siyafunda futhi ngokusebenza kwabafundi nokuthi uNkulunkulu wayebasebenzisa ngandlela.
But there's another portion that touched me in the same chapter.
Kodwa khona enye ingxenye futhi engithintayo.
I've written a lot about it, but I don't know if I should say everything.
But the Lord
put this all together in one chapter.
It was
King Herod who had married Herodias, which was his brother's wife, and it was unlawful for them to have done it.
Kukhulunywa la ngoHerodi owathatha umkamfo wabo uHerodia.
Yakwazi ukufebe kugcwele umhlaba bazalwana. Hey, ungcola. Futhi mina ngiyasola kwezinye ikhathi, ngiyasola. Uthi abantu abathatha bafihla izono zabo. That's why bayakhuluma, bayabhala. Manje ngiyasho nje, hayi ukuthi kunjalo. Kodwa nangu Herod. Uthathe lo nkosikazi. UJohn umbhaphathizi wathi, hey, Herod, ungakwenzi. Akulungile lokhu ukwenzile.
Now, yes, Herod, he's taking Herodias as his wife. And then John says to him, that's not right.
But Herodias had a grudge. She hated John for speaking the truth. She hated him. It went so far, she had murderous thoughts about how to get rid of John.
Go to Herodia, waba negqubu ngenxa yokuthi uJohn ubemele iqiniso ngaleyo ndlela. Wazi wamcabangela imicabango emibi yokufuna ukumbulala.
People that hold a grudge, people that get angry, people that criticize, often are people where the Lord has spoken and they can't bow.
Kaningi abantu ababa namagqubu, abantu ababa nenhliziyo ezikhuni yilabo bantu abangakwazi ukwamukela uma ngabe uNkulunkulu ekhuluma amaqiniso ekhulumisana nabo.
So one day
ngolunye usuku
Herod had a birthday.
Herod waba nosuku lokuzalwa.
I think it was him. But he got the daughter of Herodias to dance.
Wayesebiza indodakazi kaHerodiya ukuba izodansa.
And that dance changed everything.
Lokho kudansa yiko okwaguqula izinto eziningi.
We didn't grow up with dancing.
Thina sikhulanga ke sidansa.
Nah, asiyazi nokudansa nje ukuthi uchazane. But you know, when you think about dancing,
kodwa uma ngabe ucabanga ngokudansa,
it doesn't matter where. what effect does it have on you and the person that sees you?
Akhathalele ukuthi kukuphi kodwa kunamthelela muni kuwena
osukubuka kwenzeka. He was filled with lust when he saw his searchers say his daughter, his own daughter, think of it, his own daughter dancing. He was so taken up. He was so gripped by her. She must have been a very bad girl.
Go to Herod. Uherod lapho ebona le ntombazane idansa laphambi kwakhe, wavukelwa inkanuko enzima, akakazange ukuthi azibambe ngenxa yebona le ntombazane
idansa. And then Herod said, give me half of the kingdom. He said to the daughter, listen, I give you half. Choose what you want. Half, even half of my kingdom. You can have it. Why? Because of dancing. Because of him. His lust being awakened in him. Think of it. Think of it. And you sell your own soul because of lust.
Uherod ebona le ntombazane idansa, wavukelwa inkanuko eyisimanga. Ngenxa nje ukuthi ubona le ntombazane idansa, yingakho ngithi kunomthelelo ongakanani uma wena ukubuka lokho kudansa komuntu. Indodakazi yakhe le uHerod ekade idansa phambi kwakhe, kodwa lokho akuguqulanga isimo, wavukelwa inkanuko khona lapha.
And then the mother saw her chance. Herodias saw, now I can fulfill my grudge, my hatred.
Athi uHerod, ungakhetha noma ngabe yini oyifunayo embusweni wami. Wayesebona kuHerod ukuthi nali ithuba lami.
Long story short, she got what she wanted. She had beheaded. Let John be beheaded.
Ngokugcina kwesikhathi ke wayesegcina esetholile uHerod esetholile ikhanda lika Joseph.
You know, young people, a clean person, you can see. You can see. You can't fool us. Another person, a clean person, pure person, you can see, because there's something shining, something portrayed which is from above.
Nyazi bantu abasha, kulula kabi ukuthi umphawula umuntu ohlanzekile.
Ayikho into enzima,
umuntu omsulwa.
Kubonakala uTomazana emsulwa noma umfana. Kuyabonakala. Kodwa hayi, lo ngendlela ahamba ngayo awumsulwa ke lo. Yabona kumnandi. Kumnandi bantu abasha, senilahlekelwa, senibona uTV, senibona nani. Niyakhohliswa nje, uSathane ufuna indropo lokho uNkulunkulu umnika khona ukumsulwa. Nigcine. Udodakazi le kaHerodias, hayi, ubengcolile kabi. Ukuthi adonse amehlo abantu, hayi, ngababa wakhe futhi. Hayi, uchaza ukuthi hayi, 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 hayi. But, egcineni, akuthathanga isikhathi uHerod nonkosikazi Herodias baqoshwe ezweni lakubo. Uyabona, uma wenza isono unegqubo, akuthathi isikhathi, uzobona uhambile. UNkulunkulu akuthatha kususe.
But not after a long time, King Herod and his wife were expelled from their area. You see, that's exactly what happens with a person who behaves like that. People will easily expel you
and
out
you
of
know,
your place.
The daughter of Herodias, she followed her parents a few days later, and it said, as she crossed a frozen river, the ice cracked and she fell through.
Emva kwesikhathi nayo le ndodakazi yazama ukuthi ibalandele, kodwa iBhayibheli liyasho ukuthi ithe ihamba lapho izama ukunqamula umfula, kuthiwa umfula wawukade uyi-ayisi wangena phakathi.
And somehow they say her head was severed, cut off from her body. It happened. That's what the historians say happened to her.
Tiwa ikhanda lakhe lase linqumeka lapho engena ekhalakathela kulowo mfula. Yiloko kushiwo ke abantu ababhala umlando.
But along all these things, Jesus was teaching his disciples.
Kodwa kukho konke lokhu uJesu ubefundisa abafundi bakhe.
So when he got to the other side, to where they were going, suddenly a whole multitude saw them.
Kuthe sedabula ke lapho ewelala ngaphesheya, kwase kuba khona uquqaba elibazungeza.
You know, that's interesting. His own criticized, his own found fault, his own shared what was wrong. But here the people where he was, they flocked to him. They didn't ask who you were. They didn't call him. They saw him as a man of God. They saw him sent by God.
Kyamangaza ukuthi abantu bakubo bamchitha kodwa abantu ayikade ebahambela babeza bezicuku beza kuye bezolalela lokho ayifuna
ukukho. There's a big difference.
Khona umehluko omkhulu
lapha. How many years haven't you been here?
Ngaka iminyaka uhlezi kule ndawo
na. How many years haven't you lived here?
Ngaka iminyaka uhlala kule ndawo.
But your life is the same.
Kodwa impilo yakho ayishintshi isafana nje.
It's still the same. You can say what you want, but it's still the same. There's no change.
Kusafana ungasho noma yini oyithandayo kodwa
kuyafana. But here were people that were foreigners that didn't even belong to his own family, his own group. But when they heard the Lord's coming, they flocked to hear him speak.
Kodwa naka abantu ababengamazi nokumaza, abantu ababe engahlali nabo beza bezixuku beza kuye.
Kezwa kahle. Thina sesiyajwayela. Kodwa umuntu onenhliziyo ofunayo, eyilangazela izinto, uzothatha siphi noma siphi isinyathelo ukuthi asuke ngifuna ukusizakala mina. Mina ngifuna lokho uNkulunkulu ufuna unginika kona.
A person with a seeking heart will do whatever it takes to be saved and to be helped wherever the situation is.
It depends upon your attitude of your own heart.
Kodwa futhi kuncike ekuthenini inhliziyo
yakho injalo. What is in your heart? Which you don't want to get rid of. That's why you don't want to talk, maybe. That's why you keep, because you know in your own very heart what it's like. And then the Lord spoke to this multitude. And it was getting late. And then the disciples said to Christ, maybe we should send them home. It's getting late. What will they eat?
Abafundi basebethi kuJesu mhlambe kudinga simukise izicuku ngoba asinake sobapha kona okudliwayo.
And then the Lord said something interesting.
UJesu wayesebaphendula eshinto eyisimanga.
He says, you disciples, nobody else, you disciples, you give them food.
What to Jesus, Nina bafundi, nina nzobapha ukudla.
He says, you give them. And you know, I think this is where things went wrong.
Uthi bapheni nina ukudla. Ngicabanga ukuthi yilapho ke izinto zaqala khona zangalunga.
They said, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth, that's about $40, worth of bread and give them to eat?
You know,
for me, it was that question which showed their heart. What shall we do, Lord? We've only got this money. Do you think we should buy food? You know, just that question showed me. You know, just that question, I said in my heart, maybe they should have rather said, Lord, what shall we do? What do you say? And we will do it. No. It was as if there was something in there, maybe in their heart. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe there was a resistance to what the Lord was saying and doing.
Engicabangayo mina ukuthi yiwo lo mbuzo wadala ukuthi izinto zingahambi kahle. Ngoba mhlawumbe bekufanele babuze bathi Jesu, wena ubona kanjani? Singenza kanjani? Bangabuzi lo mbuzo ababe ubuza la ngoba yiwo lo mbuzo owadalula inhliziyo zabo.
You see? The next verse, he answers them and says, haven't you got something around? If they would have just asked that. But their question, you hear? Your questions often leave a question mark. Just your question leaves a, Papa says something, and just the question, how, Papa? Papa, you know what? You know, I'm tired, I've worked. Just your question. And that's the attitude of the heart, the unbelief.
lombuzo nje umbuzo nje uwodwa mhlambe kukhona abanye naphakathi kwethu abanembuzo mhlambe babakho yakuthuma athenze ukuthize kodwa ube nombuzo lo mbuzo ukhombisa ngokusobala ukuthi yini esenhlizweni yakho.
It seemed impossible, but that's the situations we find ourselves in, and those situations measure our spiritual life.
Kwakuyinto ebonakala ingenakwenzeka kodwa le izimo lezi esizithola kuzo sikuzona empilweni esiphila kuyona uma ngabe umuntu ethola isimene sithize esizoshinyakazisa impilo yakhe.
I would have maybe made it said it even harder, but it suffices. They questioned. It is a question. Lord, what do you think? Maybe they're at the right. I don't know. But you understand why I say the things I say.
Mhlambe babe engabuzi ngaleyo ndlela bona. Mhlambe umbuzo wabo wawumbuzo olungile. Kodwa ngithemba ukuthi niyaqonda ukuthi kungani ngigxila kuloko, ngigxila kulowo mbuzo.
And then they said, Lord. And then he said, but what have you got?
Wayesethi kubo ke nina ninezinkwe ezingaki?
They said, we've got 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
Basebethi sinezinkwa nje ezisihlanu.
And then the Lord said, all right, that's enough. You see, that's enough. We don't need 200 denarii. We've got enough. $1 is enough.
Bathi sinezinkwa nje ezisihlanu nezinhlanzi ezimbili. UJesu wayesethi kubo kwanele lokho.
And so they gave the people to eat. And was abundant.
Futhi
more than what the disciples could even dream of. Maybe we stop the Lord often because of our unbelief. Because of our unbelief, so-called knowledge, so-called wisdom.
Kwabanela bonke abantu mhlambe nathi siyamisa uNkulunkulu siyamthikameza ekusebenzeni ngenxa yaloko okusendlizweni zethu ngenxa yokungamlaleli ngenxa yokuzitshela ukuthi sihlakaniphile.
So at the end the Lord said to his disciples, now you go to the other side.
Ekugcineni uJesu sethi kubafundi bakhe kudinga niwelele ngaphesheya.
He said, he insisted on them go to Bethsaida. Bethsaida.
Wathi kubo welani niye eBethsaida.
Maybe the disciples took him as his own family. Maybe that's where the problem started. It was this family. So they said, but Lord, it's impossible. How can we do it? Because they saw their brother, not the one chosen by God.
Mhlawumbe abafundi bebemthatha njengomuntu omndeni wabo, omndeni kubo, umfo wabo. Mhlawumbe ingako kwase kunzima kangaka ngoba babetshela ukuthi lo ungowethu, ungumndeni wethu.
But he insisted to them, go to the other side.
Kodwa wabacindezela ukuthi bamuke baye ngaphesheya.
And for me, sorry, you maybe we all look at, but for me, they said, make the second mistake. But Lord, we'd rather stay here. We wait for you till you come back. Please.
Na kufuthe kunye engicabanga ukuthi ngokubona kwami kwaba yelinye futhi iphutha ukuthi bese bemncenga uNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi sekhlwile bengama nani sihlale khona la ngoba naku sekhlwile.
Kungcono sikulinde Nkosi. Yebo sizwe ufuna ukuthandaza. Sokulinda ukuthi ubuye ukuthi sihambe sikanye kanye. UMosisi lapho uNkulunkulu wathi hayi hambani na Moses ngizobuya nginsiza ngizonika ukunqoba. UMoses wathi uNkulunkulu ayeke ngisusa unyawo ungekho phakathi kwethu uhamba nathi. And the Lord, you see why I say that, because even Moses, when the Lord said to him, God said to Moses, go. Because of what the people were doing, I will help you. I'll give you victory. And then Moses said, God, never. I won't go. We won't go if you are not with us. You see? You see that life. Now we're talking about these things. Make it personally in your life. Lord, how can I do it without you being in the boat? But we don't know the situation. Maybe they've really felt they should do it. It wasn't wrong.
Manje kaningi kungcono ukuba masimcele uNkulunkulu ukuthi inkosi iba kanye nathi kuloko othi asikwenze mhlawumbe izinto zingabalula makunjalo
kulula kakhulu mayekhona kodwa wathi angihamba ngithandaza bengcono mhlawumbe bathi ngijesu nathi sifuna ukuhamba nathi sibuye noma sithandaza cha asikho isikhathi somthandazo ujesu yena yedwa uzwela umthalo okuthandaza.
So they got into the boats and they left.
And the Lord went up the mountain to pray.
And
he must have seen this. I've been in Israel. You can look down on the sea. You can see it from the mountain. He saw his disciples and he looked at them. He watched them to say, let's see.
Manje mina sengikake ngaya kwaIsrayeli ngiyayibona isithombe salendawo ngoba uyakwazi ukuma phezulu bese ulibona ulwandle lapha phansi kanjalo noJesu ubebabona abafundi bakhe lapha phansi.
The Lord knew prayer is the answer in my life. That's where I find the Lord.
UJesu ubeqonda kahle ukuthi ukuthandaza yikona okuletha impendulo empilweni yami.
You know, I think when we look at our lives, we pray far, far too little. That's why the Lord taught us when we were children in the revival, in everything you do, you pray.
And
you know, that's one thing I learned. But I learned it also the hard way.
In the
Lord's Prayer, he taught his disciples how to pray. And it comes to a point where it says, Lord, it says, not lead, keep me from falling into temptation.
Lapho Jesu bafundisa ukuthandaza kunalengxenye ethi ungasingenisi ekulingweni kodwa ngithi mina ungangingenisi ekulingweni.
There was once a professor who spoke about that word and it means well. Lord, keep me from falling into temptation. He says you must pray that. That's part of our prayer life. No wonder we fall into temptation. No wonder we sin like that because we don't pray the right way.
Omunye uprofesa wake wakhuluma kabanzi ngale ngxenyana nje yokuthi inkosi ungangingenisi ekulingweni wasechaza ukuthi kungakho abazalwana abaningi bengena ekulingweni ngale ndlela ingoba asikuthandazi lokho.
I was tempted. Everything is lost. There's no more hope. Can you imagine? And that's when I learned. I said, oh Lord, when that thing comes, when that temptation comes, Lord, keep me, hold me. And you know what? It helped my life.
Besifika izilingo nakimi ngizwele ngiphelelwa amandla kodwa ngenxa yalomthandazo ngimcela uNkulunkulu ngithi inkosi uzungangenisi kuloku kulingwa uNkulunkulu wangisiza.
That's why I say they asked that Bartimaeus asked the Lord and he said you pray like this but that they separated look it's this or that. But if I look at it this morning, I say, why did you leave the Lord behind? Even if he insisted, you could have said, Lord, yes, but not without you. Not without you. But he allowed it to happen.
Manje mangibuka ke le ndaba mhlambe enhlizweni yami kufika ukuthi mhlambe kwakufanele nabo bacindezele ukuthi inkosi yebo usushilo kodwa asinakwenza lokhu ngaphandle kwakho.
And when they got onto that sea, I think the Lord was praying for them. He was praying for their hard hearts. He was praying for their lives. and he allowed it to happen, to shake up their life.
Ngicabanga ukuthi uJesu ube bathandazela nabo ngobe babona belapho lwandle ethandazela lezi inhliziyo zabo esazise zilikhuni ethandazela ukuphila kwabo.
And then they fought against the storm. The Bible says even the wind was, it was, everything was contrary to what they were doing.
Basebe ithola sebe lwisana manje nalesi sivunguvungu kube ngathi yonke into siyaphambana manje.
It's so difficult.
Sekunzima.
And then the Lord came along.
Inkosi yayisifika.
And the Lord, they thought, was a ghost.
Bona bayitshela ukuthi inkosi isithunzi.
And you know, they even were so shocked, they shrieked. They must have screamed, thinking he's a ghost.
Bathuka ngendlela eyisimanga, cishe babe memeza beqabalaza ngenxa yokuthuka beyitshela ukuthi isithunzi lesi.
Yeah. You know, when we get into difficulties and when there's trouble brewing and there's a tempest going on in our hearts and around us, we must be careful that we recognize the Lord when he comes with his answers.
Uma sizithola sisesimweni esifana nesivunguvungu noma isivunguvungu siphakathi enhlizweni zethu, kudinga siqaphelisise kahle ukuthi siyamaza uNkulunkulu futhi siyamuzwa la iduze la kwethu.
Bebe bona bathi hayi ispoke abamboni ngenxa yesiphithiphithi besikhona.
They thought he was a ghost and they couldn't recognize him because of this turmoil that was in their hearts.
Kodwa ngiyabona ukuthi uJesu bekhona ubekubona ubethandaza ukuthi hawu uNkulunkulu baba ngisize ngisize baba ukuthi baphaphame kulokhu baphezukwayo.
But Jesus could notice, he could see that there was something that was troubling them, and maybe he was praying for them that Lord help them, open their eyes that they can see.
Because we read in verse 52.
Ngoba siyafunda la ku verse 52.
For they failed to consider or understanding the teaching and meaning of the miracle of the loaves. Think of it. And in fact, their hearts had grown callous, had become dull, and had lost the power of understanding. Another translation says, their hearts were hardened.
Sifunda la ukuthi ngokuba abaqondanga okwezinkwa, lokhu inhliziyo yabo yabalukhuni. Kusho ukuthi ngalesi yasimangalisa uJesu ayesenzile sezinkwa, kusuka lapho babe inhliziyo zilukhuni.
That's why I said, their question was maybe their question wrong. Say, Lord, but we've only got this. You see? Immediately, something, you know, for me, when I look at this, it grips my heart that in such a small time, the Bible says they become dull. Dull of hearing. Something happened. Something took place. And that's why the Lord had to shake them to the core.
Ngesikhashana nje sifushane ngenxa yalombuzo ababenayo inhliziyo yabo yayisilikhuni. Kuyangimangaza mina lokhu ukuthi kube isikhashana esifishane kangaka nje umuntu usenenhliziyo elikhuni kangaka, ingakho uJesu ayesebanyakazisa ngale ndlela.
As if the Lord was teaching them, my children, keep your hearts pure without blemish all the time.
UJesu bebafundisa la ukuthi bafundi kudinga inhliziyo zenu niyigcine zimsulwa sonke isikhathi.
You see, and friends, that comes down to it. When last did the Lord reveal himself to you? When last did he speak to you? Because you become dull. You become, if that happened to the disciples, what about you and my life? What about it? Maybe we've become hard and we think we are right. It's a very dangerous place.
Kulapho-ke la inkinga ikhona. Ngitshele mzalwane, uNkulunkulu ugcine nini ukukhulumisana nawe? Ugcine nini uNkulunkulu ukuzambula kuwe na? Yingako inhliziyo yakho isibuthuntu ngale ndlela? Yingako usengenaki ukukholwa? Mhlawumbe kudinga uNkulunkulu athi ukunyakazisa.
For me, the Lord was shaking them. Shaking them out of their sleep. Not the heathen. Not the people outside. But his own that you were with him. You hear that, disciples? You hear that? When you are hard, how can you soften the hearts of others? If you are hard, it doesn't work like that. Akwazi ukuphila ezonweni and then uthi uzokhipha abanye ezonweni. Ayikho leyo nto. Ayikho. Umfundisi fanele aphile impilo engcwele enganalutho iconsi ukubi. Ngoba mayenze into embi uzobafundisa abanye futhi ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani. Ukushumela kwakhe akusholutho. Akusholutho. Kodwa uJesu wathi hayi bafundi bami kwahleni bo. Khona angihamba ngithanda hambani mina. Hambani mina. Mina ngizothandaza. Hambani mina qhubekani. Hambani. Niyayizwa leyo nto ngikushoyo. UJesu sewafika kuwena wathi hamba wena. Hamba hamba kwenzeke kwenzeke. Cha ufuna ibhizinisi yakho hamba wenze ibhizinisi yakho. Mina ngisathandaza. Wathi hayi konke kuhamba kahle uJesu uyathandaza uthanda. We umshayedwa. Umshayedwa ngiyakuzwa. Friends, you can say, oh, Jesus said to me, I must go, I must do it. But he's not with you. He's praying. He's praying out there for you. But he's not with you. There's a big difference. Until you hit the storms, till you hit heartache, and suddenly maybe you wake up and say, listen, where am I? What's happened to my life? And so, what maybe happened to the disciples? Why did the Lord say, you become callous? Think of it. Think of it. Somebody has to strike you straight in your face. You've become callous. You've become dull. You'll be offended. You'll be offended, won't you? Like his own family. Who you are? You don't just see me? I know.
Manje sihlobo asazi ukuthi noma kudinga sicabangisise kahle ukuthi kungani uJesu azagcine ebasola ukuthi senilikhuni anisanakekeli yini ayidala lokho.
Maybe it was the pride. Ah, yeah, okay, people can see we're giving them food and fish. Look at what's happening. Look. Pride could have got it. We don't know.
Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe baba nempakamo lapho sebekhipha lezi zinkwa ukuthi bukani ukuthi sinikela sikwazi ukunelisa nonke.
Maybe they were offended. You give them something. You give them to eat. You do it. And maybe they were offended. I'd say, but how must we do it? He knows we've got nothing. We've only got 200. How on earth shall we feed so many people?
Mhlawumbe bazizwa bedele kungathi uJesu uyabadelela mayithi akube yinini enibanikeza ukudla. Kuthi kanjani ngoba phela siphethele izinkwe ezisihlanu nje nalo fish noma nalezi inhlanzi ezimbili.
You see that question of this. Sorry, we can look at it. Maybe for me it was something behind it. Something. That question. Just a question. But you know, maybe they even talked amongst each other.
Kodwa indaba ila kulombuzo. Lo mbuzo singabuka ngendlela ezahlukahlukene kodwa indaba enkulu yayikulo mbuzo mhlawumbe futhi babe dingida lento bela beyidingida bendawonye.
Maybe they spoke amongst each other. What does he think? Can't he see? Can't he see we're so busy? You can imagine. You know what you're talking at home. You know exactly. Now, I don't even have to tell you. You know exactly the gossip that goes around. And you still sit here. You're still going to meet storms. And hopefully you'll wake up.
Mhlambe baba ixoxa le ndaba bendawonye ukuthi akaboni ini kodwa ukuthi simatasa ngandlelani. Ubone ukuthi soyenza kanjani lento. Angazi ukuthi ngqonqozini eniyixoxayo nisekhaya wena owazini.
Maybe they were tired. If you read it, Lord, the Lord wanted to go to a secluded place. Maybe they were tired. They were utterly exhausted. And now when they're at that low point, the Lord says, you do it. But we always love to tell others what to do. We always. But when the Lord comes to you and say, you do it, oh no. Then the other guy doesn't want to do it what you say, but you don't want to do what the Lord says.
Mhlambe babekhathele, mhlambe kwakukhona okunzima kade bekwenza ngaleso sikhathi. Asazi kodwa uJesu uthi kubo kwenzeni nina. Ubanikeza lowo mnyalo. Mhlambe babefuna mhlambe ukuthi kubenziwe omunye ngoba siyathanda thina abantu ukuthi sinikeze abanye imisebenzi ukuthi kwenza lokhu wena yenza lokhu wena kodwa uJesu mayenze ukuthize awuthandi.
But maybe they also failed to recognize Christ. He could feed so many people. What is a storm? What is a storm? Maybe the Lord, when he done, he can, maybe they should have cried out to the Lord. Say, Lord, save us in the boat. But we don't hear. We just hear them rowing. They're just rowing. They're busy with themselves. Instead of going to the Lord immediately.
Mhlambe lapho emkhunjini babe matasa bona begwedla mhlambe bazange baze bakhale bemcela uNkulunkulu ukuthi abasindise kuleso sivunguvungu.
You know, it's some time now, and I like to say this. I had my parents visiting me.
Ngifuna nje ukuthi ngikusho lokhu. Benesikhathi lapho abazali bami bebengivakashele khona.
And you know, things happened and the Lord worked in my family and my children using my parents.
Kwase kuba khona izinto ezenzakalayo, uNkulunkulu wayesebenza kimi na wasebenza emndenini wami ngenxa yokufika nje kwabazali.
But I'm so happy that we could bow and accept the teaching of the parents.
Futhi ngijabula ngenye indlela ukuthi sikwazile ukuthoba.
But you know, when I looked, I saw the Lord visiting different families. You see things happening. We are born into Zenzega, and then born into, oh, Sam Unkulunkulu, Uvagashela Lumden. What do you want to say? No, 2 or 3. UJesu uyabavakashela. Ngiyabuza ke. Ngiyabuza. Use Jesu sewangena uNazareth kwakho ekhaya. Ekhaya kwena. Use wafika kwena phakathi bonakala nangu Jesu. Uyangivakashela manje.
And when you see things happening in one family, then you realize that the Lord is at work in this family. Now tell me, here's my question. Have you experienced the Lord coming into your own Nazareth, visiting you?
Or do you have excuses?
Oh, my
parents don't understand. They're old already.
You
know, we got our life. We are busy. Why must they tell us what to do?
But
the Lord is visiting. People, we don't take it lightly. Don't take... The Lord's visiting a family, personal... And friends, that happens all the time. All the time. And you pray, oh Lord, help me. Help me with my family that I can bow and accept when the Lord's visiting.
Kaningi, uNkulunkulu uyafika vakashe. Kodwa indaba isekuthenini siyakwazi ukuthoba thina. Uyakwazi ukuthoba uma ngabe uNkulunkulu evakashe.
You know, the first thing you would do is defend your children. But it'll bring you nothing. It'll make things worse. The children are old enough to give account for themselves. But blessed are those parents where the children can bow and accept instructions, even if it doesn't go according to what they think.
Ingozi yokuqala umuntu angayenza ukuthi avikele izingane zakhe ukuthi hayi izingane zami azikwenza ngalokho. Kodwa izingane zakho mhlawumbe sezikhule ngokwanele ukuthi sezingakwazi ukuzikhulumela zona. Kube yileyo nkinga koyenzayo. Akukhathaleleki mhlawumbe ukuthi isimo suke sinjani, kodwa uNkulunkulu umdedele asebenze ezinganeni zakhe.
And you know, I say it again. Things will happen to shake your life and my life. And instead of crying, instead of shrieking, turn to the Lord. He's teaching you something.
Angiphinde futhi ngikusho lokho ukuthi izinto zizokwenzeka, izinto ziyenzeka empilweni. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyahlola futhi uyanyakazisa impilo yakho ukuze abone ukuthi ikhona.
Are you holding on to which you shouldn't be holding on?
Ingabe mhlawumbe usubambelele entweni ongafanele ubambelele kuyona?
You can know for yourself.
Wena ke
ozazi. I'm coming to the end.
Sengifike esiphethweni.
The other day somebody sent me a clip.
Enzukwini nje khona omunye ongithumelele ividiyo emfishane.
And I thought it's so relevant.
Nasengibona ukuthi ibalekile.
One day a lady came to her pastor. And she said, "Sir, I'm going to leave the church." You know, sir, and he said, "But tell me, why? Why would you do such a thing?" She says, "No, Pastor, it's the things that I see, things that people are doing." This person is just busy in church. They sleep. That person is on the cell phone. Think of it, on the cell phone in church. Those people, when you see them together, they're just gossiping. They are all hypocrites. They're hypocrites. And so I can't live with hypocrites like that. And it's better for me to go. And then the pastor said, "Listen, before you go, do me one big favor." And he says, "You take a glass and you fill it with water. And you take the glass and see to it that you don't lose a droplet."
Yeah.
And then you go around the premises. Go up the street, down the street, and if you've done that, you come back to me." And that lady did that. And then she came back after some time. So the pastor asked, "How did it go? Have you seen somebody gossiping? Have you seen somebody on a cell phone?" Have you recognized that person, what that person was doing? And then this lady said, "No." And the pastor said, "But why not? You said there are people doing that." She says, "No, I was concentrating on this glass that nothing gets spilt." And he says, "That's the secret. If you concentrate on the Lord and have the Lord before your very eyes, everything else grows dim. The things of this world will grow dim and fall away when you concentrate on this glass."
Because
when you find the Lord, when you find him and you meet him, the people will see you and their lives will change because of you. And you can't run around with this glass in your hand and the cell phone in your other hand, and one thing will take over. You understand? One thing, have your eyes fixed at the author and the finisher of your race.
Futhi awazi ukuthi ubambe le ngilazi ngapha bese uba madasatasa nefoni yakho ngapha kukhona okuzokonakala angikwazi ukuthi ukunake kokubili.
Are you spiritually dull? Spiritually that you become what's not sharp, what's the opposite of sharp? blunt.
Ingabe usultuntu yini ngokomoya?
Because many, many things we lose by being blunt, by being not alert to the things of the Lord.
Ngoba silahlekelwa izinto eziningi ngenxa yokuthi sibe abantu abaluthuntu asizuzi lutho kuNkulunkulu.
Awushiye ukusola abanye. Awuyithatha wena, awuyithathi le nglazi uJesu umbeka phambi kwakho. Uhamba naye, mbuke njalo uthi hey kungachitheki. Uzobona impilo yakho. Uzoyibona kokomoya uzokhula kanjani. Kodwa wena unaka yonke into ukuthi uchitha lokho noma awunandaba nje. And that's the problem. Inhliziyo yakhe ikhuni.
Stop criticizing other people. Concentrate on that glass. Concentrate on Jesus, the one with whom you are holding, and everything else would grow dim.
And when the Lord Jesus and them came to the other side with the disciples,
lapho uJesu ke esefika,
the Bible says the people recognized him.
Bible lithi abantu bambona.
You see, the people recognized and they flocked to hear him, and he healed and did great wonders. Don't you want to be part of that group? That we don't get used to things, and that we don't get blunt.
Abantu bambona uJesu basebeza kuye bezixuku awuthandiwini awuthandini wena ukuthi uJesu asebenze naye empilweni yakho.
Qaphela, qaphela isono. Isono ucima umlilo.
Be careful and be careful of sin, because sin will quench that fire.
Ngiyabonga.
In closing,
siyabonga sesikuzwile.
Thank you for all that we've heard. Onendlebe uzwile. The one who's had an ear to hear has heard.
Sesibusisekile.
We've been blessed.
Ithintwe indaba lesithunzi.
I was touched by the matter concerning that ghost or spirit.
Ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu kumele sikubone singakuthathi njengesithunzi.
When God is at work, let's not misinterpret it as a ghost, but let's see it that it's God.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenza phakathi kwethu, esebenza inhliziyo yakho, ungangabazi ukuthi sekuNkulunkulu ke manje lo osebenzayo.
When God is at work in your heart, don't doubt and start thinking different things. Recognize him as God.
Ungathi uNkulunkulu ngathi mayisebenza ubone nawe ukuthi sekuNkulunkulu.
May it be that when God is at work, you'd be able to recognize him.
Obo yabona lana mawubuka lapha okubhaliwe la ukuthi hlala nathi. Namanje na abafundi babengaboni ukuthi bahamba noJesu.
Here in the front you see that board that says abide with us, abide with me. Now the disciples didn't realize the importance of having Jesus abide with them.
Sebebuza inkosi manje ukuthi hey inkosi bachithi laba bantu manje ngoba sebebengenakho ukudla.
And they came and instructed the Lord and said, Lord, tell these people to go away, send them away, we don't have food for them.
Mina kuze kwabekeka ngalendlela ukuthi angathi uNkulunkulu angasiza.
And it came to me in this way, that may the Lord help us, that it's not the Lord Jesus that has to follow after us.
Kunzima kakhulu ukuzenzela izinto ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu.
It's terrible when you do things out of your own without the Lord.
Funda kahle ukuthi ngabe uyena uNkulunkulu othi yenza lokho.
Now, be careful and discern carefully. Is it the Lord telling you to do this? You will lose out on so much when the Lord is at work and you think it's just a ghost, it's not the Lord. And this matter you also find in the Gospel according to Luke.
Local 5 uzayithola futhi nakhona indaba lapho uJesu bafika abafundi bakhe beseduze nolwandle.
There in Luke chapter 5 you find the Lord finding his disciples at the lake of Gennesaret. So it's also concerning this lake of Gennesaret.
Mawuzo efunda nje kuverse 3 uzoyizwa yonke ukuthi ikhuluma kanjani. Anguvule inkonzo ngenza ukuchizelela ukuthi nakhona futhi wafica imkhumbi emibili khona eduze kwaselwandle beyibeke ngase bewasha amanetha.
Now I'm not starting a new service, but it relates to the same lake where the Lord Jesus found his disciples next to the lake with their boats washing their nets.
Khunjuze lapho malume ethu uNkulunkulu wayesebenza kubona bebasha wabafundisa ukuthi abothandaza.
And I was reminded about that when Mr. Houston also shared about how the Lord worked amongst them when they were young and taught them how to pray.
And
here the Lord found these fishermen there next to the lake busy washing their nets.
Ngibhekelana ukuthi enani ngekho ngo-1966-65 safundela lelizwe.
And those of you who are not there, in 1965-1966, when the revival began, this was a word that was read to us.
Manje uJesu uthi ufuna manje ukuthi abone ukuthi badobeni kanti abadobanga lutho, bathi uthi phosana amanethe eni kuze nithole inhlanzi.
And Jesus said to them, throw in your nets for a catch.
But he says, shika shike kubusuku bonke, batshela uNkulunkulu lokho ukuthi sesikwenze konke ubusuku bonke sikwenza lento.
And Simon answered that we've done all of that. Now, they actually said it to God. They said, we've done everything and it didn't work out.
Uyayiza ingqondo yethu ukuthi isebenza kanjani ingqondo yakho. Unkulunkulu akhulume nawe ubuse wena sumphendula ngeindlela uthi hayi sengikwenze konke lokhu nalokhu nalokhu kanti uNkulunkulu hlukanisa ukuthi ubani okutshelayo uthi yenza into ethile nethile.
Do you see how our minds can get into the way, our own logic, and you don't recognize and realize it's God telling you? You can actually have the audacity to answer him and say, but we've done everything and it didn't work. Discern who it is who's telling you to do what you have to do.
Cabanga myself come ukubona sebembona njengespoke abasambona njengonkulunkulu noma futhi behamba na endleleni no Cleopas abasambona futhi ukuthi uJesu lo akade benaye.
And now there where they were on the lake later, Jesus came on the water. They didn't recognize him. They thought he's a ghost. It was God coming to him. They didn't recognize him. And Cleopas and those that were on their way to Emmaus, they also didn't recognize Jesus.
Kusobala abazalwane, uma uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni yakho, abeze ukubona ukuthi uNkulunkulu lo bazombona njengesithunzi.
Now that's how it often is. When God comes to work, people don't recognize him and they think he's a ghost.
Uma uNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni yakho, abeze ukubona ukuthi sekuNkulunkulu ke lo osebenzayo.
Where God is at work in your life, where people don't realize this is God who's at work.
So uzofikela umona ukuthi hayi laba bantu abaxoshwa bahambe bemakhaya bofuna ukudla uthi uJesu baphenini ukudla bongile lapho malume beke ukuthi hayi nami ngidlile malume lelo dombolo lenyama ngidlile lelo dombolo lenyama ibimnandi kabi bazalwane.
And yeah, were the disciples also there on the mountainside and saying to the Lord Jesus, send them away to go and buy food and get themselves food. And they told the Lord Jesus what he had to do. Now, just by the way, I also heard of that dombolo that Malume spoke about, and really it was nice. Now, how is stinginess in your life? Aren't you perhaps stingy? Now, that's how often you find Christians, so-called Christians. They're stingy. Somebody comes into your home, He leaves, and you didn't even give him a glass of water. Now, if a person comes into your home, I'm just teaching you whites now. Especially if a black person comes into your home and he says, "Can you give me a glass of water?" Actually, that person is hungry. Don't just give him a glass of water. Give that person tea. And then in Zulu, tea is a meal.
Abanye abantu bathanda ukuvakashela abantu abahlubukile. Baba vakashela abahlubukile phakathi kwethu. Amakholwa njani lawo?
Now, some amongst us, they like to go and visit those who've left us. Tell me, what kind of a believer are you?
Bazobuya nomoya okuhlubuka abantu abanjengalabo. Ngisho nje liqinise labo. Bazobuya benakho ukudla kokomoya. Bazobuya be-empty. Begcwele umoya wokuhlubuka.
Now, let me just be straight to you. Those people who visit those who've left us, they will come back with that same spirit of going against and rebelling, because that's the kind of spiritual food they ate.
Ngitheke safundela lelwezi ngifuna ukuchaza njengoba lalichazwa kwamaphumulo umfundisi la ungakabikho usiza abantu.
Now I want to share a little bit about what Reverend Stegan told us about this word there in Luke chapter 5 before Siza Bantu even existed.
Wathi ke uma sifuna umoya engcwele kumele sijule. Uma sivume izono zethu sifanele sijule.
He said, if we want revival, if we want God to work, we've got to go deeper with things. If we confess our sins, we've got to go deeper with it.
Sonke sathula ekuvumeni kwethu izono, sathula ekukhulekeni kwethu.
And we all went deeper concerning the confession of our sin. In our prayer life, we went deeper.
Wafika omunye izolo wathi awungichazele kuyini ukujula. Omunye omhlophe ungifike kanjalo awungitshele kuyini ukujula.
Yesterday a white person came to me and said, "Please explain to me, what does it mean to go deeper?"
Ngijabulile ngathi hayi nathi sasimbuza kanjalo sibasho umfundisi ukuthi ma ukhuluma ngalokhu uchaza ukuthini ma uthi usithethelela amacala ethu njengoba nathi sibathethelela abanamacala kithi sithi kungani ungawusho umthandazo egcineni lowo mthandazo.
And I was thankful that we also asked Reverend Stegan the same question many years ago at that time, right at the beginning. And there were certain things we didn't understand. We would come and ask him and say, "Please explain to us now," because in our churches where we come from, we always say the Lord's Prayer at the end, but you never do that. Why not?
What I'm funu faka bante maputeni ngiti ubathethelela amacala ethu njengoba simathethelela abanamacala kithi. Angifuni ubafaka emaphutheni ngoba abanye babo abakathetheleli.
And he said, "I don't want to make people to sin, because the Lord's Prayer says, 'Lord, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us.'" And he said, "There are many in the congregation who haven't yet done that, so they will just be sinning more."
Ngazeke wena usengawuthandaza lo mthandazo ukuthi usithethelela amacala ethu njengoba sibathethelela abanamacala kithi. Mhlambe vele awuthetheleli.
I don't know if you've ever prayed that prayer, and maybe you haven't even forgiven those who've trespassed against you.
Wasethi uPetro ke sizokwenza lokho okushoyo Nkosi, Simon Petro.
And Simon Peter then said, "Lord, on your word, we will do this."
Bakwenza.
Which they then did.
Babambe inhlanzi eningi ukangokuthi kwazi kwaqhabuka nasha amanetha abo.
And they caught so many fish that their nets even started to tear.
Awukwenzeke lokho sho osukuzwile ngale nkonzo.
Now do that which you've heard in this service.
Awukwenze lokho otshelwa uNkulunkulu lokho akutshela khona akukwenza uzobona.
Just try it. Just go and do what the Lord has taught us, what the Lord has spoken to you, and see what will happen.
Lokho uNkulunkulu asekhulume nawe noma akhuluma nawe akukwenze lokho uJesu akutshela khona.
That which the Lord has spoken to you, just go and do it now for a change.
UJesu wababona ukuthi laba bantu babukhuni.
Jesus saw these disciples as being hard.
Ngaze mina nawe asibukhuni yini ekumlaleleni uNkulunkulu. Siyakwenza lokho uJesu asitshela khona.
I don't know you and me whether we are perhaps hard in our obedience to the Lord Jesus. Do we do as he tells us?
Kuye kwafuneka ngichaze ukuthi eyamama umfana omdala ngamqamba ukuthi ujulani ngoba sajula.
Maybe I've explained to you in the past how my oldest son, we called him Julani, which means
to go deep.
Go deeper, put into the deep.
Manje ke naweke mawungasujule, mawungakwazi ukuthi kuyini ukujula maqondana nokuvuma izono zakho. Ngavele ngachaza ngamchazela ukuthi ukujula kuyilokho.
And so I explained to this person what it means to go deeper.
Webasha ke nitsheleke ukujula ukuthi mawufuna ukunqoba izono ungayinqoba kanjani.
Now you younger people, let me tell you, if you want to have victory over sin in your life, how you can go about it?
Nathi sasizwa ilokho sajula.
We were also helped by this, by putting into the deep.
Ingakho nje izono zakho zikhlupa nje uyivuma ngokungajuli.
And the reason why your sins are troubling you so much is because you don't go deep when you confess your sin.
Ake ngibaleke izono.
Let me mention some sin.
Usiyayivuma ke manje.
Maybe you confess it.
Nginolaka.
I'm angry.
Ngiyazonda.
I've got hatred.
Ngimcabanga emibi.
I've got bad thoughts.
Yinokunye. Ngiyatshontsha.
What else can there be? Oh, I steal.
Usuthi lokho kuphela.
And you say, well, that's what I've done.
Awuthulileke makunjalo.
Now, if that's the case, you haven't gone deep.
Bayaza bafika kumina abamhlophe nabantsundu ukuthi ngibatshela kangakanani ukujula ukuthi kuyini.
Those who come to me for counseling, white or black, they know often I speak to them about going deeper.
Ngalokho sebathola ukusizakala bephume geleke qe ukusindiswa geleke qe esonweni.
And when they do that, then they are saved to the uttermost. They are completely saved from that thing which troubled them.
Ihlushwa yenkanuko.
I'm troubled by lust.
Kusugcina lapho.
And you just end there.
Inamaphupha amabi.
I've got bad dreams.
Kusugcina lapho.
And you just stop there.
Ngeke kuzosizakale.
If you do that, you'll never be helped.
Uzoba nawe uzobona kuyisithunzi nje ukusebenza ukuvuma kwakho izonto kuzofana nesithunzi.
And then you see your confession of sin, it'll be to you just like a ghost.
Kana nginamanga mangixoxa ngiqamba amanga.
No, say, I've got lies. I tell lies. When I tell stories, I add spices. I add lies to it.
Nginamaphupha amabi, amaphupha amabi. Ubusuwachaza ukuthi abaphupha amabi kanje, kanje, kanje.
I have evil dreams when I dreamt this and I dreamt that and I dreamt the following.
Nginolaka uma umuntu ekhuluma nami ngivele ngivuke ulaka ngimthethise.
And I get angry and irritated when somebody speaks to me and I just answer them in a short-tempered way.
Ngalokho usukhiphe ngisho impandeke yesono.
Now when you do that, then you are busy getting out the roots of that sin.
Ingakho ke ungakwazi ukuthi ukusindiswa kuyini, ukusizakala ezonweni kuyini.
And that's why you don't know what it means to be saved from your sin.
Uzothi maye uNkulunkulu eseqala empilweni yakho abantu bebone nje bengakuboni ukusindiswa kwakho bekuthathe nje ngomzalwanekazi bengakuthathi ngomuntu osindisiwe.
And then because of that you will just be like a nominal Christian and people won't see you as somebody who's been truly saved.
Yayithola ke impendulo manje ukuthi kungani ungaphenduki thina sajula. Ekuvumeni zothu zono zethu sajula, ekutholeni umoya engcwele sajula, ukuthola umbhaphathizo wamanzi sajula. Uma wena ungajulanga ngokwezono, ingakho ufe unganqobile izono.
And now maybe you see the reason why you don't get victory over your sin. When we confessed our sins, we went deeper with the Lord. When we sought the Lord for the baptism of water, we went deeper with him. When we sought the Lord for being filled with the Holy Spirit and being baptized with the Spirit, we went deeper with the Lord, and that's what you need to do.
Awenze lokho uJesu akutshela khona. Mayethe thathe izinkwe ezisihlanu, thathe ofisha ababili, nikeze abantu. Awenze, bonke uzokwenzekani.
Just be obedient to what the Lord tells you. If he tells you, take those 5 loaves and the 2 fish and give it to the people, obey him in that.
Lambe uyasaba ukufakaza. Awuveze lezi zinkwa nje zakho ezihlanu ufakaze ngakho. Nalobo fishi nje abayinhlanzi ezimbili ufakaze ngakho. Uzobona kuzokwenzekani kubantu.
Maybe you even scared to testify and tell of what the Lord has done for you. Well, just use those 5 loaves that you have and the 2 fish that you have and you see how the Lord will bless it.
Mhlawumbe uthi hayi angiboni ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongakhuluma nami le nento, ngiboni ukuthi uSathane. Kona lapho fanele ufunde iBhayibheli ubone ukuthi uSatan othi ufunde iBhayibheli ukuthatha ngalondlela.
And you say, "No, I don't believe it's the Lord telling me to do this. I think it's the devil. I must go and read my Bible." And when you then you say, "Oh no, maybe it's not the Lord. Maybe that's the devil telling me to do that."
Bayibamba ke inhlanzi zabaningi ngoba sebelalele bani uJesu.
They caught so many fish. It was such an abundance. Why? Whom did they obey? The Lord Jesus.
Ngithike angathi uNkulunkulu angasipha indlebe yokuzwa. Singajike uJesu alandele thina esikhundleni sokuthi thina silandele uJesu.
May the Lord give us an ear to hear, and may it not be that we expect the Lord Jesus to follow after us where we should instead follow him. Let us pray. Lord, there's so much that we could say, but because of time, we've got to end here. Lord, you have spoken to us. Lord, may it be that we will focus completely on that full glass and make sure that not one drop is spilt. May we recognize you, Lord, that it's not a ghost coming to us, but it's you yourself.
And
Lord, those two disciples, even when they said to the Lord, "Abide with us, it's eventide," they didn't recognize you, Lord Jesus, because their eyes had not been opened.
But Lord,
help us that our eyes may be opened, and those who have truly chosen you, that they may recognize you as the Lord and not a ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Just in closing, or finally, COVID has taken away so much. And spiritually speaking, it has swamped so many in this world. And this COVID-19 has, so to say, also infected people's hearts spiritually, that they've become spiritually blunt.
And
now you find many of whom you thought they were on fire for the Lord, they've become blunt, as we've heard about being blunt. Now examine yourself. Are you not perhaps blunt spiritually?